First, though, it is time for 70s horror film talk.
Kind of, Mike. Later in the show yesterday, we started laughing at a joke Danny made in our meeting concerning a film called Ants, because we were talking about Netflix and what Netflix actually had, if they had every movie ever made, or if there were some movies they didn't have, or if some studios didn't give them license.
Yeah, he was wanting to know if it had Porky's.
Yeah, he just threw out a couple of movies.
Porky's 3.
And so we determined that they had Porky's 3, and then he goes, do they have Ants? No, he goes, do they have that movie that had a poster with boobs with ants crawling all over them? I think it was called Ants. The delivery was so funny, I was dying laughing in there. And it turns out they did not have Ants on Netflix, but they did have the poster.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were laughing about that yesterday, and then come to find out that that movie actually had some really big stars.
Would you like for me to run this down?
Yes.
Okay, this is the Hardline Wizard did a little research on mm-hmm. Ants. Well, first of all, the girl on the cover whose beautiful, luxurious breasts are covered with crawling ants, that is the great Suzanne Summers.
Yes.
From
was
Three's
that before
Company.
Three's Company? Must have been.
It was 1977.
Yeah.
So
probably was shot before Three's Company
yeah.
started.
Robert Foxworth was on that show. He was on Falcon Crest.
Mm-hmm.
155 episodes of Falcon Crest. The lovely character actress Linda Day George, whose TV acting career rivaled that of Mr. Foxworth, though she dropped out when her husband, Rat Patrol star Christopher George, died.
Yeah, Rat Christopher
Rat
George.
Rat Patrol Mike?
Yeah. Hang on to Christopher George. He's coming up here in a second.
What?
I said hang on okay. to Christopher George.
Bernie Casey, star of a ton of blaxploitation films, and later parodied these roles in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucka.
Mm-hmm.
And a former NFL great.
That's right.
Karen Lamb, ex-wife of Chicago keyboardist Robert Lamb, and at the time of Ants, was married to Beach Boys' Dennis Wilson.
It's an unbelievable
and
cast.
And certainly, not least, the great Brian Dennehy was in that.
Of so many great movies.
The Relentless Sheriff in Rambo.
So, we mocked Ants not knowing its prowess in the acting world. So, I started laughing about that. I saw that email from Alan Levy, and then I started looking at all the other movies from the 70s that basically were spawned from one film. You know that film?
Correct.
Jaws.
Oh.
I don't think, unless you were around at the time, I don't think you can quantify the pop culture social impact of Jaws.
It was massive. It was one of those films that everybody went to see.
And everybody talked about
yes,
it.
Yes, everybody talked about it. It made its way smack dab into the middle of pop culture. We're on all these variety shows, you know, for their opening monologue, there'd be a Jaws bit in there.
Yeah. And
it became Junior Miller's longtime favorite punchline.
What, Jaws?
Yeah.
It was so successful. It made so much money. It made stars out of so many people.
It made
Steven
the career of Ron Jaworski.
I was thinking Steven Spielberg more than Jaworski.
Oh, Mike.
You know what, though? Would the nickname have been there?
No,
even though his first name was Jaworski.
The first three letters of his last name is Jaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our Jaw.
So
that nickname probably wouldn't have ever come about without that movie.
But it was so big, and Hollywood is nothing but a copycat industry, right?
Totally.
They try to basically
just like sports radio.
Pretty much. And so from 1975 on, for about 5 or 6 years, every movie tried to recapture the Jaws magic. Some tongue-in-cheek, some, though, went at it seriously. And so Hollywood started looking for all these animals that they could portray as villains. And
like ants.
Like ants. Yeah, dude, if there's no Jaws, there's no ants. There's no doubt.
I wonder how many people have rented Ants.
I don't know.
Since yesterday.
So I'm going to run down the list of animal films that were spawned by Jaws.
All
okay?
Right.
And you tell me if you remember any of these. I remember a few of them. The first one in 1976, this thing was green-lighted immediately after Jaws, supposedly. Grizzly. It starred Christopher George, he of Rat Patrol. And do you remember Rat Patrol?
Yeah. Oh, dude, I loved Rat Patrol.
Yeah, I mean, it was a short-lived series, like late 60s. It starred Christopher George, and it was Jaws on land.
Mm-hmm.
It was people hiking up in the wilderness, and they were being attacked
by a giant bear,
by a giant killer bear, and they couldn't figure out why. And there's the funny part is there's taglines to every one of these movies, because the Jaws tagline was, "Don't get in the water," or "Get You'll in the water if you dare."
Swimming's scary.
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but they all tried to have these taglines. So the tagline for Grizzly was,
"Humans weren't their prey. Until now."
I see another here on the poster. It says 18 feet of gut-crunching, man-eating terror.
Perfect. It failed. It failed miserably. Grizzly did. And there was going to be a movie, Grizzly 2, The Predator. It was shot but never released in the early 80s. It was Charlie Sheen and George Clooney's first movie.
You're kidding.
No. And it never made it. All right, so that was 76. Then Ants came out. But not to be outdone by Ants, there were two Ant films in 1977. One was Ants, the other was Empire of the Ants.
Yes, Empire of the Ants.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
It starred Joan Collins, huge star back in the day. And a few others, but she was the big star. Mm-hmm. And the tagline for Empire of the Ants, which, by the way, was so B-movies 50s. All the special effects were giant ants. They're basically rendered by way of, like, you would take real footage of ants, and then you would just enlarge them. There's no special effects whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they would just green screen all these people running behind these giant pictures of ants. It was terrible. But the tagline for Empire of the Ants was,
"The meek shall inherit the earth sooner than you think."
It doesn't even make sense. But they were like genetically mutated after some toxic spill,
sure,
which is a common theme amongst all of these films. So you have Ants, Empire of the Ants. 77 was, by the way, the biggest year for all of these, because it took about a year to make films after Jaws. Then came The Pack.
Uh-oh.
The Pack starred Joe Don Baker. Very credible actor. If you look up Joe Don Baker's IMDb page, it's pretty big. The plot line of this is so ridiculous. It's about these well-to-do families that go up to the Northeast and vacation. Each and every one of the families decides, they take their dogs with them, but they decide they don't have enough room to take them back home. So all these dogs go out and form a pack.
And meet new friends.
And they form this pack of human-hating dogs, and they go after human prey.
What's the tagline for The Pack?
"They're not your pets anymore."
So, all these movies, none of them made very much money, but this one actually did. Piranha.
Saw it in the theater.
Scared the hell out of me. Basically about these kids at camp. They had this camp on this lake, and somehow these deadly piranha got loose and infiltrated this camp. And would eat people, would eat water skiers, would catch up to water skiers.
A cow. I think they ate a cow.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that one.
You remember Piranha?
No, I didn't see it, but I remember when it was out.
Dude, that was a pretty big... I think that actually made some dough.
Yeah, no, it did. A lot of people went to that. Was a big thing at our school. I remember that being talked about, and myths about piranhas, that they could eat the flesh off of a cow in less than 20 seconds.
Dude.
That...
It scared me away from summer camp. I'm not kidding you.
And the thing was, these were piranhas that adapted somehow to fresh water.
Yes, they all lived in fresh water, yeah. Which they didn't let you in that little secret I don't remember in the movie. I
don't think so.
Piranha made $10 million internationally, was made for $770,000.
There you go. And that made, and then there was a Piranha 2.
Yep.
There was a Piranha remake last year,
yeah.
Or 2 years ago, like an updated version of it. And then that spawned a sequel. So there was Piranha. Then there was, as they start running out of animals, Kingdom of the Spiders.
Really?
Yeah. Kingdom of the Spiders starred William Shatner.
Really?
Who was only, 7 years removed from Star Trek and was starting to make Star Trek movies.
Yeah, that's true.
And it was about tarantulas that were being, I guess, they're on the brink of extinction because of pesticides. And so they form a team of tarantula brothers, and they start coming after humans who they assume are spraying the pesticides. And the tagline for Kingdom of the Spiders?
They have 8 legs. You have 2. Good luck.
Do the math.
Oh, that's awesome.
That one made money too, $17 million.
It did?
Yeah, made for $1
million. God. And then, as they officially ran out of animals altogether, they decided to combine all of them in
Day of the Animals.
Are you kidding?
No, and get a load of this. This was 1 year, 1 year before Airplane. They were shot 6 months apart. This starred Leslie Nielsen.
In Day of the Animals?
In Day of the Animals. Yes.
So they all just teamed up, the ants and tarantulas and wolves and grizzly bears.
Let me see if I can... It says, over the course of the movie, multiple wild and dangerous animals stalk and attack hikers on a mountain, eventually start picking them off. These include a mountain lion, a grizzly bear, a pack of wolves, several birds of prey, including hawks, falcons, eagles, and owls, a panther, a puma.
Who... What the hell?
You saw who was also in the cast. Both Christopher
and
Linda
DeGeorge. Yeah. Yeah.
So those two made their way doing movies like this for a while.
It may have been all they did. And the tagline for Day of the Animals?
We killed them. Now they kill you. Run.
Run.
Run. Oh, man. And not to be outdone by any of them.
Frogs.
Frogs.
Oh, yes. Frogs.
What's their story? Same thing?
Yeah.
Are they giant frogs or just a boatload of them?
You know, it's a boatload. You know who's in it? Joan Van Ark.
Really?
Dude, they got huge actors that either turned out to be huge or were big at the time to play these roles. Joan Van Ark was the star. And also, the male lead, Sam Elliott.
Wow.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
I mean, seriously, did Bobby Wygant interview Joan Van Ark at the Frogs Junket?
I don't know. What was Frogs like?
Did you enjoy making frogs?
And the tagline for Frogs?
Cold green skin.
Come on.
Cold green skin against warm, soft flesh. We know who wins.
What?
I don't know. So
what an era.
Oh, dude, that was your era. That was your. We blame all this on you.
No, you can't blame it on me because I didn't patronize any of these.
It doesn't matter. It was all your people.
It was your people.
Hey,
Holmes.
Man, you want to go see frogs?
Let's get baked and go see frogs, man.
I never did that. Come on now.
All thanks to Jaws, though. It's genius. It's genius.
I got baked and did other things.
All right. There you go. I'm sure I missed a million, so sorry.